Welcome to the St. Charles Tour. Most of the green cars of the St. Charles line are vintage Pearly Thomas street cars. They were designed and built by the Pearly A. Thomas Car Company of High Point, North Carolina. They were built in 1923 and 1924. Although the streetcars are old, the line itself is much older. The New Orleans and Carrollton Railway Company was incorporated in 1833. Service on the line dates back to 1835. Over the years, different forms of power have been used to move the cars. The first cars were pulled by steam locomotives. Because of the noise, smoke, and sparks, steam engines were not thought appropriate for city use and were used primarily on the less developed sections of the line. During the 1840s, this form of power was used from Carrollton to what is now Lee Circle. Horse or mule-drawn cars were employed to bring passengers on to Canal Street. In December 1891, the city approved the construction of overhead power lines to be used by the railway. This remains the source of energy used today. There are two tours in our St. Charles streetcar program. An outbound tour that basically describes items to the right of a car as it moves from Canal to Claiborne Avenue. And an inbound tour that describes items to the right of the car as it returns. The outbound tour starts at the corner of Canal and Carondelet. If starting from downtown, be sure to get on there. All inbound passengers disembark at this point, so you'll find it much easier to get a good seat. The inbound tour begins at the intersection of Carrollton and Claiborne Avenues. You should have no problem getting a seat on the right of the car at that end of the line. Each tour is divided into a number of tracks or segments. If you want to begin a tour somewhere other than the usual starting points, simply select the track that corresponds to where you board the car. Likewise, if you want to take a break and get off to shop, dine, or take another tour, for instance, our City Soundtracks tour of the Garden District, just restart with a segment that matches the point where you reboard. One more thing. Remember that the streetcar is not primarily a tour bus. It is a form of local public transportation, and the cars can be crowded during prime commuting hours, including the beginning and end of the school day. There is no way to tell exactly how long it will take your car to travel from one end of the line to the other. To account for this, at times your tour will instruct you to pause your player and restart when the car reaches a specific point. Those restart points are usually at major intersections where the crossing streets have medians separating the traffic lanes. The names of these streets are clearly marked by signs facing the streetcar. If for some reason you get mixed up and miss a restart point, don't panic. As you cross a major street, just go to the track that corresponds with that intersection and you will be back on course. That's enough advice. It's time to tour. When you get in your seat, start the player at the appropriate segment and enjoy your trip.